It's 8464CA. Electric cars, been a bit of talk about them in the last couple of days. Now, look, on a couple of different subjects, where do I start? The Top of the State Hot Rod and Custom Club has just had its 30th birthday here in the tropical North Queensland region. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a couple of minutes' time. But keen to talk about a big event happening this weekend, an opportunity, I guess, for the state director and some of the executive to get down there, nuts and bolts, with some of the members. We're talking about the Australian Street Rod Federation Queensland. They're actually having a meeting up in this part of the world this weekend. State Director of the Australian Street Rod Federation, Colin Chapman, joins me this morning. Colin, well, not quite here, but welcome to tropical North Queensland in the next day or so, hey?
I'm looking forward to it. My friend tells me it's hot. I'm looking forward to that.
It certainly is. Not as hot as it might be in the cockpit of some of the vehicles. I mean, look, you know, this is a wonderful sport. We've got some wonderful locations here in tropical North Queensland. Let's talk a little bit more about the, you know, before we come to Top of the State and some of their celebrations recently, tell me a little bit more about the 41 clubs that are under your banner. And I believe quite a difficult number to actually deal with, even though it's great to have the numbers, more than 3,000 financial members. For a club of that size in Queensland, I should imagine you've got some challenges, and that might be the reason why you're here in tropical North Queensland this weekend.
Yeah, correct, Murray. And it is a challenge. As you just said, in excess of 3,100, climbing weekly, in actual fact, as people find the Australian Street Rod Federation to be their nominated club, and that's very much in inverted commas. We're not actually a club. We're we are a federation. We're a national body that looks after things at a state level and federal level to keep everything, you know, cogs turning as they should, to do the best we can to keep enthusiast motoring alive in an ever-changing modern world. But yes, 41, I'm pretty sure it's 41 charter clubs that are affiliated to the ASRF in the Queensland region. We actually go south of the New South border down around Grafton, and pick up three or four clubs in that region, and then, you know, regionally right the way to Cairns. Top of the State is our furthest most north club. And yes, you said just celebrated their 30th birthday, which is fantastic. We had wanted to be there for that. We have certainly arranged to have this meeting that we're having this weekend back when they were celebrating their 30th, but the dreaded COVID-19 bug got in the way and everyone was locked down and not able to travel, and so we're doing it this weekend.
They're like a substantial club. You know, they got 70 members. They got members from all across the region, down as far as Townsville, further west, further north as well. 15 of the members have actually been members for more than 20 years. So obviously a really strong following, particularly for our local Top of the State club, as I understand it, Colin.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, some of the people, guys and their wives have been so pivotal, so much of an anchor with Top of the State, and it's a testament, in actual fact, to the club that they can actually keep membership that long. I often say to people, when you are the only person in the room, you get to agree with every decision that's actually made, and you've only got one ego to actually sort of contend with. But when you've got, a club of 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, lots of different ideas, lots of egos, lots of personalities, and for people to actually remain in the club for as long as some of the members at the Top of the State, it's just testament to the fact that it is actually a very good club.
Look, we'll talk about what they do in just a sec, but one of the key things that you'll be doing, you know, as you said earlier, for your federation, the governing body, 41 clubs, but 3,100 financial members and climbing. So I guess I should imagine with so many individual, members, actually communicating with them, hearing their voices and actually having them as part of the federation, that must be one of the challenges that you're keen to try and deal with across the weekend.
We are. I mean, we get a reasonable response and an idea of what club-based members are thinking and what they would like to see happen. I have been coming regularly to Far North Queensland since I became state director, travelling up annually or biannually, just depending on how, things actually turn out, to actually meet with all of the clubs on the way up and back down again. And it's great to be able to, sit in a room face to face share a beer in a, you know, in a good old Queensland snag. And talk about things, as opposed to people in regional areas only picking up information in a printed version, minutes that are very often vague and don't convey really what the mood or the sentiment actually really is.
Yeah.
But we have 64% individual membership in Queensland. That means they are not attached to a club. And it's extremely difficult to actually get to contact them. Often I find that the only time they ring me is when they have been aggrieved, or they perceive that they have, and they are a little upset, angry on the phone, and after a little while I get to, you know, to sort of point out to them that, hey, I didn't even know you existed, you know, to this point.
Yeah.
I can't possibly, the Australian Street Rod Federation, and this is a problem right the way across the country. You know, we've got 3,100 plus members in Queensland. We've got in excess of 10,000 across the country.
Wow.
And every state director has exactly the same problem. How do we contact? How do we get to feel, what these individual members are actually wanting, feeling, how do we involve them in the future? So, this is an opportunity. Hopefully, not only will we see members of the top of the state actually attend our regional district council meeting, but we'll get some individual members who will come along and introduce themselves as well.
And have a chat. Look, let's talk about some of the things, some of the challenges that are coming up, because, you know, the top of the state, they cover hot rods, Aussie muscle, American muscle, classic vehicles. Now, of course, electric vehicles, I mean, they are just amazing when it comes to speed and how quickly they can accelerate. So obviously that's a new area as well. But on the opposite end of the scale, you've also got the classics. So, you know, I should imagine some challenges moving forward for hot rod clubs and the federation like yours.
Interesting, Murray. We regularly down here in the southeast, we get to sit twice a year now with Queensland Transport in a round table situation. Not only the Australian Street Rod Federation, but the majority of car enthusiast groups get to sit down. And about 18 months ago, Queensland Transport actually brought the subject up, and they said, we identify the next 5 to 10 years as being a very interesting, whatever that means, interesting period for enthusiast motoring. They pledged their support to our cause, and I'd like to think that they were genuine in that. They said, we will work however we can to ensure that enthusiast motorists stay on the roads.
Yeah.
It's challenging. I see that a number of people will choose to throw an electric motor in their classic car.
Sure.
Both Ford America and General Motors produce a Bolton electric motor setup that is made to go into classic motor vehicles. You know, early Mustangs, Camaros, Chevy Impalas, anything that you can think of. And I noted just 2 days ago where Ford have sold out of their Bolton electric motor
crate,
replacements. The demand in America is so high, and we follow very, very closely what America does as far as our car interest is concerned. I think that, interestingly, and I'm certainly hoping so, that hydrogen will come to play a fairly big part as things go on. And I know that currently in New Zealand, they are trialing transport fleets up and down the country. As we speak, in actual fact, to sort of see how practical that becomes. That means that people can retain their internal combustion engines and still put nothing out of the exhaust that's detrimental to the climate. Synthetic fuel is is another alternative, where Porsche and coupled with one of the larger fuel companies have built or are in the process of building a plant in Chile to produce millions of litres is their target, 5 to 10 years from now, to provide synthetic fuel for enthusiast motorists. So, electric, hydrogen and synthetic fuel means that we should be able to retain our enthusiast motoring for quite some time to come.
Yeah, because, I mean, not all the classic car owners are going to want to do the transformation because, you know, having electric noises, you know, generated with respect to revving and all that type of thing just doesn't cut the mustard. So, you know, there's got to be that balance there, no doubt at all. Look, you know, some really interesting times ahead, and particularly with the technologies and, I guess, looking after the old and the new. It's a great sport because I know we've got some wonderful locations up here in the tropical North Queensland region. Lots of events and lots of enthusiasts as well. Great to talk to you this morning. All the best for the weekend. Hopefully things are nice and warm and the beer's nice and cool for you. And it's been great to talk to you this morning. We're going to play you a special song. Dare said you've got to play Little Juice Coop, so we'll do that in just a sec. But Colin Chapman, State Director of the Australian Street Rod Federation, Queensland, been great to talk to you and have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you, Murray. Thanks very much. Little Juice Coop, you don't know where.